This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For another hour on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What kind of weather conditions do you have where you are? What kind of road conditions? Let us know. 258-0550. Our telephone number, 258-0550. You can text Todd or I, 701. For Todd, 226-8503. For me, 367-2054. Bottom of the hour, Tommy Fisher is going to be here from Fisher Sand and Gravel out of Dickinson. They are one of the finalists to build the wall that Donald Trump has been talking about for some time. The president is going to Arizona. Is it Arizona or is it San Diego? I think it's California. Soon to actually see the product of their work pretty soon. So we'll get an update on all of that coming up. Ryan Knutsvig is going to join us from the National Weather Service in Grand Forks in just a moment. Then we'll get some calls. And an update on some weather conditions up by West Hope. West Hope. Who do we know in West Hope? Todd, I know we should know some folks up there, some good correspondents for the program. So we hope to hear from all of our favorite correspondents wherever you are, 800-228-0550. Ryan Knutsvig, National Weather Service Grand Forks, joins us now for an update. We talked to the National Weather Service Bismarck last hour. We're going to talk to Grand Forks this hour just to find out how things are looking, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Ryan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Scott?
Good. So what's it like at the Weather Service today? You got all hands on deck?
Pretty busy, yeah. We've had quite a bit of folks out here helping us get the information out, and we've seen quite a bit of variability in this snow across the area today.
Yeah, although it seems to have sort of played out pretty much, at least from a geography standpoint, kind of where you thought it would, right?
Yeah, so far it seems to be playing okay, but, you know, we have seen snowfall amounts as high as 11 inches in the Portland area and Maple Portland. And, you know, just down the road a little bit, you know, not a whole lot. So, you know, with this convective nature of these snow system, we're seeing high variability. Some areas, you know, have seen high amounts and some not so much. But generally, you know, we're still thinking that some of those areas that haven't seen a whole lot will catch up eventually. But some of those areas have had quite a bit of a head start already.
So we're from this point forward, what do you expect? What would you want listeners to know to expect with this storm still?
Sure. So we're continuing to see these easterly winds over North Dakota. We have an inverted trough over central North Dakota. So the winds are from the west out in the western part of the state and from the east in the eastern part of the state. And to really get strong winds, usually we have a bit more of a north or northwesterly one. And that's not going to happen until late in this system over eastern North Dakota. So the winds with this system in the Red River Valley aren't expected to be so bad compared to some of these other events we've already had this year. But the snow is going to continue, and in some areas it'll be picking up yet this afternoon. And, you know, we'll see some areas with 6 to 8 inches, probably even over a foot in some. Obviously, we've had 11 in Portland already. Further north, we've had 6 in Pembina and near the border. And but it's been variable, you know, some areas, you know, just, you know, an inch or so. So it's been hit and miss. But again, this afternoon, things will be picking up even more. And we'll see some of these snow bands moving from the south up to the north since we're on this side of this weather system, and the snow is gonna continue. Just be aware that it might not be so bad in your neck of the woods, but if you do travel out, things could deteriorate quite rapidly. So be aware of that.
You mentioned the variability in the snow and some significant bands of snow that still are to come. Where will the worst of it be?
Well, right now it looks like, the central part of the state, you talked to the Bismarck office, it sounded like they have some blizzard warnings out in that area. If we're looking just in eastern North Dakota, it's going to be the western part of that, and we're mainly talking from Devil's Lake down to Valley City or so, where they'll see, a bit more of the heavier snow. We're still talking, over 6 inches, maybe up to a foot in some of those areas, and more of a widespread version, not like the hit and miss like the Portland area saw, but a little bit more widespread on the heavier snow out in that neck of the woods. It tapers off as you go towards the northeast. We're not expecting much in the Lake of the Woods area, but it's going to be generally a gradual taper in general terms, but again, we do have that high variability with these, these showers, snow showers that are kind of heavy and are hit and miss, like I said. And we'll see those bands come through, and it'll be pretty bad for a while, and then it'll seem like it'll let up for a little bit. So, don't be fooled. It's going to be worse than sometimes and better at others. So just be careful out there when traveling.
And on the wind side of things, we had a listener call and say that westbound traffic lights are filling up with snow, so you can't see the light. The point was, pay attention on the commute, because if the signal's covered, you better treat it like a four-way stop. That wind is whipping around. Is that going to continue through this as well into tomorrow?
Yeah, so we're seeing east winds right now since we're on this part of the storm. The storm's the center is actually down in Nebraska right now, and that's going to be drifting off to the east. Our winds are going to switch around more to the north as we get more into the evening hours tonight. So this east wind is blowing that snow into the west, as you look west into the snow, into the traffic lights. Yeah, I bet that's a bit of a problem. But, the winds will again switch from east down over to north across the area, and they'll be up. They'll be kind of, blustery at times, but we're not expecting, extreme whiteout blizzard conditions across the area right now. So
Ryan Knutsvig, National Weather Service Grand Forks, with an update. Anything else you want to share with our listeners about this storm?
No, very good. We did hear that highway, I think 75 north of Pembina to Winnipeg was closed by Manitoba law enforcement up there. So be aware, you can check out the road condition reports on the Department of Transportation websites, both North Dakota and Minnesota.
Sounds great, Ryan. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
All right, let's go to West Hope. Who do we know in West Hope anyway, Todd? You know anybody in West Hope? I understand you've up in our road conditions there in West Hope. Who would this be?
Well, this is kind of, I don't know if I know you either anymore. It's been like 100 years.
Exactly.
I should be one of the first callers.
We should have some sort of kazoo go off every time you call. You're such a staple.
Yeah. But
part of this program.
You still haven't figured me out, but this here's who I am.
I think that's Bob, Todd. I think it's Bob. Yeah, pretty sure that's Bob.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah.
That's me. But anyway, I'm sitting in my kitchen looking out the window. There's a weeping willow across the street from me. And the branches, them weeping branches, are just barely moving, and it looks like they are moving towards the southeast. But there's a little bit of rain yesterday, about 3 o'clock, and then it turned to like icy stuff hitting my windows, and then it quit, and I haven't seen nothing until 4 o'clock this morning, and now we got maybe half to maybe an inch. Roads are clear, there's no snow, nothing like that.
So you're going to survive?
I think I got a half a gallon of milk in the fridge yet, and
all right.
I got one whole beef in the deep freezes.
Well, what more do you need? There
what
you go.
The heck? Hamburger.
You got beef, you're in business. You're in business. Yes, exactly.
That's
right.
Only thing is, I'd like to have some Cloverdale bacon sometime.
Yeah, you and me both.
Anyhow.
That's tough. All right, Bob, you be well.
I will be that way.
And Rationette Milk now good, okay? Our friends at High Plains Apache bring you what's on your mind. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks that know the spray game. These guys know spray application. Nobody knows it like the guys at High Plains Apache. I'm here to tell you tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including the Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache in Mandan. Call them at 701-663-2375. High Plains Apache Mandan, 701-663-2375, or south of Fargo and Frontier, exit 60, directly east of the big Walmart on I-29, south of Fargo, exit 60 there. That's right, east. It'd be in that southeast corner of I-29 and 52nd on exit 60. Or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We invite North Dakota farm women to our Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located in Berry Hall in Fargo. Naomi Bloom will lead the one-day seminar. Ms. Bloom is an expert at advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, delivery point considerations, cash flow, and contracts. This program is designed specifically for women involved in North Dakota soybean production. Come learn and network in a friendly environment with colleagues making the same decisions on their farms. Again, Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room located at Berry Hall in Fargo. Deadline to register is March 6th. Register online at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by Dak Diesel. CJ's on the phone, and I bet this weather isn't stopping you from just repairing whatever comes your way, right?
Well, I haven't seen seen anybody this morning. I've had plenty of phone calls, but yeah, I made it in this morning. It was a little sketchy, but I'm here. So if anybody is able to make it over here, you know, we're down here. So I can't guarantee how long we're going to be here. You know, it's just kind of watching the weather, you know, see how bad the roads get and all that. So
tell folks about your special you got going.
Well, for March, what I'm doing is I'm doing 10% off all major services. So, you know, whether it's head gaskets, turbos, injectors, you know, I'm taking 10% right off the top. You know, some places might do 10% on injectors or labor. I'm just doing 10% right off the top. You know, so it's one of those things, you know, if you're looking at getting something done, you know, in March here, yeah, now would be the time to do it, you know. And we got great deals on injectors if that's what you need, or great deals on head gaskets. You know, we can beat pretty much anybody's price, and whether it's a Caterpillar or you get down to the smaller, you know, pickup engines, you know, Power Stroke, Cummins, Duramax, you know, we're able to beat pretty much anybody's prices. And, you know, we get work all the way from Williston, Dickinson, and just because we're beating everybody's prices, we back it up with, you know, an excellent warranty, and, you know, we put head studs in to make sure that you don't have head gaskets anymore. So we're taking all the precautions to make sure that you don't have to have this service done again down the road. So
simple as a phone call. Give CJ a call and take advantage of that deal in March right now. 701-258-5011, 258-5011. Or you can check them out online at dacdiesel.com.
Yep. Yeah, you can call me on my cell, too, at 701-210-0888.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Talk to you soon. Let's see. Let's go to Dennis in Newtown. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good.
I have an idea for these school shootings, right? What's going on in Newtown? What's that?
Yeah, I have an idea so they don't happen anymore? Way to, you know, answer
exactly
the question of how to prevent this in the future? Okay, tell me.
Yes. I live a half a block away from the high school. I walk through the ball games, all this stuff. There was a house for sale right on the corner. And it was sold. And now there's police cars there. They must have sold it to a policeman. And it's right across the street from the high school. And I think that's a very big deterrent to anybody who wants to cause problems there. What's that?
No, go ahead.
So why can't most... This is a very small town. But why can't a lot of cities, whatever, put up for sale houses really that surround the home, the school, and let them live there? Once you see a cop car, it really deters a lot of violence and stuff like that. I don't know if this is a brilliant idea by Newtown or just a coincidence.
Well, you know, for instance, one discussion, especially for rural schools, that's underway, is whether to locate deputies of the highway patrol in the schools. And you know, so they instead of doing paperwork on the side of the road in their car, they do it actually in the school cars out front. It's kind of the same premise you're talking about. So I think that's worth talking about. I do. And, you know, again, sorry, Dennis.
Why put them in the school? Why not have them live there? That's what I'm saying. Is Newtown on the precipice of starting something new here where you can have...
Well, I think Newtown is...
in the neighborhood.
Right. I mean, you're talking about the oil patch where housing is challenging, so sometimes law enforcement is forced to say, we're going to provide housing. They do that sometimes for teachers, too.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Well, that's why they're doing that. Newtown is providing housing for their law enforcement officers, because otherwise they have to pay them so much more. So they just own the home and then include that as part of their salary. Your point, which I think is a good one, is to say put it by the school, so that the presence is there, right? I mean, that's what I'm getting from what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And this was a home for sale to anyone, right?
Right. I got you, Dennis. I appreciate the call. Solutions are a good idea. School safety solutions are a good idea. None of this crazy, veering off into whatever liberal utopia agenda we want to use this event to, get in. None of that. No way, no how. Delta, one call does it all. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151 if you're in the oil and gas industry and you want turnkey well site solutions. They do it all. DeltaConstructors.net, or call them at 406-250-8151. They help us celebrate our callers. This was a great one. Mike in Ray called in on Friday, and listen to this call. You're going to love it. You were telling the story before that you grew up Democrat from Florida, did you say, Mike?
Yeah, Miami, Florida, born and raised.
All right, and tell me a little bit about your political walk, how that changed.
Well, it was pretty much around 2016. I was getting inside a work truck, and I guess the guy who was in it before me was listening to, KTGO, and I didn't even know who I was listening to. I want to say it was probably Rush Limbaugh, because it was like around 11, and it was close to lunchtime. But just the views that he was coming across with, it was like, I was thinking to myself, like, who is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't everybody think like this? Like, it should be a no-brainer that Trump should be president. And as I continue to listen to that station, because since that first time I heard it, I never turned the dial. I listened to it every day and religiously, like, for the last year. And I got to know you, and I got to know Dennis, and I, listen to Hannity and everybody else. And it's just like, I can't get enough of y'all. But I just don't understand why. How come, people don't lean toward common sense issues and reasons? Like, y'all reasoning just makes more sense than any Democrat, So I just totally switched over I can't vote Democrat no more, because I see how they cater to DACA. They don't care about the children of, born citizens or people who came here legally. They try to make room for transgender this and, gay this and gay. It's just like they play identity politics, just like y'all say. And I'm like, I prefer to think and I lean more toward conservative views when it comes to, running this country. I don't feel like you should cater to one group of party or the other any more than another party. I think everybody should be treated equally, So that's kind of like what did it for me. It didn't take much at all for me to jump off the Democrat ship and join the conservative vote,
Can you believe that? Now, I sent that down to Rush's folks. You'll hear his response when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security, That's Miles Franklin Limited, celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, so here's the rest of the story. So that was the call that we talked about earlier, Todd, or Mike from... Ray calls in, tells that story about how he comes up to North Dakota from Florida as a liberal, and hears the radio, and he's transformed. And he kind of took you through why and how he thinks. And I think there's a lot of longtime conservatives who don't recognize the identity politics game that's being played. I mean, that's the transformation. In my mind, that's where a lot of Democrats have left the liberal view. Because they see it more and more dominated by identity politics than standing for something. But anyway, so I was encouraged to hear him use that term. And Jim, the flagpole guy, by the way, said, hey, if Mike is listening right now, tell him to text you, Scott. Mike, here's the number, 701-367-2054. Jim, the flagpole guy, is going to get you a free flag. Very proud of your story. He liked that a lot. So I send that call down to Rush's folks and said, hey, get this one to Rush, guys, because I think you'll like this call. And that starts the conversation, Todd, about, oh, this is a long story. I don't know how to tell it in a short fashion. I'll test myself. Do you remember when I used to fill in for Sean Hannity?
Yes.
On his national show. Okay. So I filled in, I don't know, a dozen times for Sean Hannity over the years. Last time, though, was shortly after a trip to Florida where I had the chance to be with Rush for a while. And I said, you know, I'd love doing Sean, but literally bucket list item is filling in for Rush Limbaugh, right? And so his manager pulls me aside and said, hey, here's the deal. If you want to do that, maybe next time you have the chance for the Hannity show, you should, like, get the flu or something. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, these guys don't share well together. They don't want one person filling in for one and not the other, which really taught me a lot about how they work on, you know, when you get to that level. Talk about, I mean, in other words, Sean and Rush are friends, right? But not friends enough to say, if one guy's guest hosting for me, I want him guest hosting for you. Sure, go ahead.
You don't want to hear the same guy on each show. No doubt.
Which I guess makes sense. It's a competitive thing. So anyway... From that time forward, I haven't. So when I sent this down and I got a note back saying, boy, great call. Thanks a lot for sharing. Start the conversation about the last time I'm down there. And they said, hey, sounds like we got to get you on the guest host rotation. We'll be in touch as the year progresses.
There you go.
How about that?
Amen, brother.
Can you believe that?
Woo. Stellar.
I know, so I'm kind of
excited. And you should be on there.
I'm kind of excited about that. I have to tell you that, you know, the older you get, the more that stuff doesn't mean as much, you know what I mean? Where you're sort of like trying to check a box or ring a bell professionally. But that, for me, is pretty cool, only because I honestly believe there's no greater educator in media. Like, I love Fulton Sheen. He was one of the best, and younger folks will not remember Fulton Sheen. Older folks will. He was a big deal, like, in the Milton Berle era, right? And Milton Berle was a big deal, but actually Fulton Sheen was a bigger deal. More people were watching him on TV, and he was a priest from Peoria, Illinois, became a cardinal, and he just told stories. He told them very well. He was a teacher. He was teaching life lessons with a chalkboard and thought the world of him. Really always thought he was great. He was an educator, okay? He was teaching you about life. Well, Rush does that, in my mind, very, very well. That's, I think, the power of Mike's story from Ray. That he can come to North Dakota as a liberal Democrat and by accident get on the radio that's playing Rush Limbaugh, and 2 years later he's talking about identity politics and seeing, you know, a party that makes no sense and one that makes a whole lot of sense and says, that's who I am. Pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. So, anyway, stay tuned, as we say. Stay tuned. Hazen is where we go next. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, safety in schools. I think the same principle should be used at schools in North Dakota that they use on airplanes with their air marshals. You figure out which plane there's an air marshal on. And the same thing should be done with schools. If they said that they're no longer going to be a gun-free and that certain people in the school systems are going to be carrying guns, and don't say who, don't say which school, and let those cowards figure out what school they can attack and without getting shot. It'd be, you know, it's, I think it would work.
Couldn't agree anymore. Air marshals is a great, great example. I think courthouses are too. You can't get into a courthouse without a magnometer check, right? And that way.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different.
It is. It is. But yeah, I'm saying, because I think it's a necessary tool too. For instance, a lot of schools are locked and they check the box because they're locked. Okay. Well, they're not locked at the beginning of the day when the kids pour into school. So the kids pour into the, you know what? Early in the day, airports are really busy. So we're not going to have any magnometers. We're not going to have any security checks. Everybody just come in. Once you're in, then we'll start. Well, give me a break. But I totally agree with you. I think you got to have the, you know, to think you should have some security force always. But your idea is one component of that, to say, is there one there or isn't there one? You're going to take that risk, you know.
I realize it's your program, but anyway, air marshals, they're not on every plane, and nobody knows which plane they're on.
That
should be the same way with the school system.
Yeah,
you don't know if they've got armed people in that school or not, so you just won't go in there.
You'd hope so. I'm saying I your idea is a good one. I think a presence of somebody, just like at a courthouse, that has a gun always is a better way.
Yeah, courthouses, they check everybody in and out, even when you go to pay your property tax.
Why shouldn't we do that at our schools?
Well, they check Israel. They do that. That's pretty steady over there, just like that. They got to go through armed gates and everything.
Are our kids not that important, Jim?
You better believe it.
I think so. So
I've got some grandkids that I hope to take hunting. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know what,
all
Jim? God bless you. School safety, that's what you're thinking about. Not gun control, school safety, keeping our schools safe. Good idea. Bob and Moorhead, you're next.
Yes, hi. I tell you that Mike kind of is a similar story as to me. I lived in North Dakota for 20-plus years and moved to Florida for health reasons, and started listening to Rush, even though I really didn't care for him in the beginning. I can't say I was a liberal. I was more of an independent. I have voted both ways. The worst mistake I ever made was voting for President Obama. The very worst mistake I ever did was voting for him, and I'll be sorry for that for the rest of my life. I voted for President Trump. I'm disappointed in the Republicans and the Senate and the Congress. I really don't think he's getting a strong enough support from the majority of the leaders of both parties, from both the Senate and Congress. This collusion deal with Russia, this is
stupidest thing I've ever heard of, and for anyone, Republican or Democrat or independent, to believe any of this crap, it's just unbelievable to me. And I know a person who is a solid Democrat. I know him. And he sure believes every word that comes out. So it is possible for the Democrats to continue on with this bullcrap story, and it is possible for people to believe it. But I'm telling you, senators, Congress, please, please, get on board. It's time to get on board. So that's what I have to say.
So, Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Yeah. We had a couple off-air calls. Todd, you want to roll those from earlier?
Hey, Scott, next week when you go down to Doug Hilly's farm ranch, just a few miles west is St. Anthony, Chalk Angus Valley Ranch. Just set a new world record for the price of a bull. Check that out. North Dakota.
Yeah, what an excuse. Automatic daylight lights. Just another excuse for all the lazy people in this world. Let's put another doodad, another plug-in, another whatever, so that we can all continue to get lazier. Bye. Or irresponsible. I like that one, too.
Oh, I love our listeners. Love our listeners. Thanks very much. We did catch up with Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries, talking a little bit about the prototype they are building for the Homeland Security Administration. Donald Trump soon will take a tour of their work. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. We wanted to get an update on how the efforts are underway. I understand the president's coming down there in a few days, right?
Yeah, I think they said the second week of March here to view all the different prototypes that we'll build back in October.
So what will you show them?
Well, we're hoping that he'll see that we have the only wall that's solid concrete, 32 foot high, that can be completely made on site with materials, obtained from the border, which not only gives us, a competitive advantage, but also the longevity of our wall is far superior to any steel structure or precast, where we, our lifespan is almost three times as much.
So what goes on down there? Are you still tweaking this thing?
I am. We're working on a couple different things. Like I said, we've laid a proposal that's unheard of on Homeland Security's desk for the largest infrastructure project in the history of the United States, backed by a bond, guaranteeing that we can build 700 miles of continuous wall through the whole state of California, Arizona, and New Mexico in under 6 years for right at around $11 billion. But I'm also picking up some land there that for our aggregate side in production for long-term, aggregates over the next, 50 years in the San Diego area, that we're going to give a smaller proposal for them that falls in our IDIQ contract of around roughly under $300 million for 16, 17 miles of wall through the mountains. And it's very important that the American public can see that these mountains are not barriers. If you're going to have southern border protection, you need a barrier, which we can, easily show that, the fence stops at a certain place and you can just walk right in. And so hopefully they'll see our system with high-speed roads for the border agents, and maybe we can have that built before the midterm elections.
We're chatting with Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries, Fisher Sand and Gravel Company out of Dickinson, longtime name out of Dickinson, North Dakota. So great to have a North Dakota company in the running to build the wall. The president will be down there in a few days to actually take a look at this project and this beta site where this is happening, and hopefully a decision made soon on building that wall. More with Tommy after a short break on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Pillow. That's how Todd and I get our sleep. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Did you know that? That's right. Todd and I have my pillows. Our pets have my pillows too. We're not afraid to pamper our pets around here. Hudson is a big fan. Herbie, he doesn't get much say in it because Hudson takes it and, you know, doesn't share well. I'll work on that. Better manners. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, up to 50% off everything they sell. And the four-pack is 50% off right now. Two premium, two go-anywhere pillows, 60-day money-back guarantee. Back with more of our conversation with Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries. They are one of the finalists to build the wall. North Dakota company. We love it. Recently, a guest of Congressman Kevin Cramer's at the State of the Union address. And the wall and your prototype got a lot of attention from that trip to Washington, D.C., didn't it, Tommy?
It sure did, and it was just a trip of a lifetime, and I'm really appreciative of Congress and Cramer to give me that opportunity and something I'll never forget.
So I've been hearing a little bit about some folks wanting a fence, not a wall. And you just sent me a photo of your wall. So it's a wall with a highway on each side of the wall, really at the base of the wall. But then a fence on the Mexico side, on the other side of the road. So this is everything everybody's wanted, right?
Correct. It's a complete border protection system. I think you've heard the president talk about it a couple times. And what it does is it basically will secure the southern border. So, you know, they've had the fence for the last, you know, 15, 20, 25 years. And the problem with steel, and I'm a big steel guy, is that it rusts out in those environments after 20, 25 years, and they're back to replacing, and where our wall will last, like I said, 150 years. But ultimately, we're building infrastructure for the border agents so they can cover more distance, and they can do so much more with, you know, less people, so to speak.
And the prototypes right now, are they by San Diego? Do I have that right?
Yeah, Otay Mesa. It's the very easterly part of San Diego alongside the border, about 14 miles from the ocean.
And there's eight, including yours, right?
That's correct. There's four what they call concrete types of prototypes. Ours is the only solid concrete. The other ones are precast concrete walls. And then there's four alternative methods where they mix steel with concrete.
So what do you anticipate the president actually will do, and what role will that in the ultimate selection of whoever wins this race?
Well, hopefully he'll see, and with his building background, I mean, he'll see that if you're going to go out there and you're going to build something for 1,900 miles, it needs to look clean, but it has to be simple somewhat to build. You put a bunch of bells and whistles when you're trying to build something for, like I said, 1,900 or 2,000 miles. Things wear out, break down before you even finished or repairing. So I think ours does everything that it needs to be. Ours is the wall that only is the only wall strong enough to can retain a road at a higher elevation. Basically, it lasts 150 years. It's multi-usable. And in those pictures I sent you too, Scott, is when we get to the Rio Grande, our wall can be built waterproof where it's levee protection as well. And so nobody can touch that. And so I think what our motto is at Fisher is one wall does it all. And we're really, really happy. And I think once they really see constructability and the dual purpose, there's no comparison of anything that's been built in the prototypes except ours.
I'll put these up on Facebook, too, so folks can see this firsthand. It's quite a marvel. It is an engineering marvel. When do you expect to know and actually begin construction?
Well, our hope is like I said, we've sent the one proposal to Homeland Security. We're going to send a smaller proposal to Homeland Security that fits in our current IDIQ contract, which would hopefully build 16 miles or 17 miles of wall through the mountains. That proves everything that we said we would do before the midterm elections if they wanted to move on it. So we're hoping that with that in their hands, it's a lot smaller version, then it can just add on to the bigger contract, and we'd be ready to go immediately if they said yes.
Wow. Well, let's hope so. This has, again, been part of the president's campaign almost from the first moment he said, I'm going to run for president, and certainly has continued that as president. So do you expect a further narrowing down to other finalists, or are they just going to pick one out of the eight?
Well, I just hope is with our ability to bond as well as build, one more time, what I like to say is the president basically has said he's going to build a wall, not a fence. And what they're building out there right now is a fence, nothing against it. But if we're going to secure the border, the fence can sit right on the border line, but then the real barrier starts 50 feet from that and the infrastructure for the border agents. And then you really have a wall or your border protection system. So I think with his building background, the president's, I think he'll see through that. And, you know, hopefully they'll make the right decision for the long term, you know, and for every American.
Well, we're rooting for Team North Dakota, so best of luck to everybody at Fisher, and keep us posted.
Okay, will do, Scott. Take care.
Good to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Fascinating conversation with Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries, and again, the president in a few days here. I forget the exact day he's doing it. I thought they said second week of March, so it should be this week, I guess. But soon we'll be down in San Diego looking at each of these. And again, you know, the national media is going to follow him. They're going to find out more about each of these. But if you take a look at these, it's pretty phenomenal. It really is. So. It's great. Thanks for all the road reports. I see very windy visibility about a half mile in rural Grant County. Somebody sent a picture of a flag, but that flag needs a little bit of help. I don't know where that flag came from, but flag in distress there. But Grassy Butte had a shot of cows out grazing, trying to find a little bit of green and all that white. So there's our winner of a free MyPillow on us. Thanks for that, Grassy Butte. Appreciate you. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind right here. Bye-bye.
Hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now because the deals are incredible. Vince is with me to tell me why. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts right now on your showroom models. What's going on?
We're excited to get our 2018 inventory in on the showroom floor where we lock it down for 6 months. So right now we have a lot of 2017 inventory remaining, and we'd like to find a home for it. And in doing so, you can save some money.
Big money, folks. Come on in right now. Use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member. You'll get an additional savings of up to $1,900. Remember that promo code ACE. Saunas, hot tubs, game tables, pool tables, they've got it all, and pools and more right here. Plus, every day made better. What's that mean?
Well, that means every time you sit in hot water, you're better. You're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Just know that you are better because of 101-degree water and what it does for the circulatory system and the body in general, and that's why we say every day made better.
They're in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Remember the promo code ACE.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.